Final hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on this Thursday afternoon, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Wow, did we have a loaded hour last hour? Former Titans safety Michael Griffin joined us, and then you just heard Mike Detoyan, who is the president and CEO of Dover International Speedway. They own the Nashville Super Speedway, and of course the big announcement that NASCAR and a cup race is coming back to our great city, and may have broke some news on the date. Looks like maybe looking at the third weekend in June, and that'll be the first time a cup race has been in Nashville in 37 years when that happens. Somebody else breaking some news is our guest, Elliot Freeman.
Everywhere.
I know, it's great. Elliot Freeman, it's nice to talk about breaking news from Sportsnet, and he joins us every Thursday at this time. 31 Thoughts is also something tremendous that you should check out, and he has tweeted out some new information involving hockey. Elliot, how you doing?
I'm not bad. How are you guys doing?
Looks like you've been a little bit busy here on this Thursday.
Well, you know what? There's nothing like one tweet that you send out that makes people think that you're actually doing something, right?
Your something bosses took, think you're busy. They'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
That's something
that took 30 seconds to write, and you've just got credited for an entire day's worth of work. So good job by
that's
you.
That's right. It's like I feel like George Costanza. I should get up and walk out of Seinfeld. I'm out. I'm leaving.
All right, let's start with the NHL playoffs. We've talked about the model that's been put out there on their return to play, and there were still a lot of questions on how this would be play out. Gary Bettman left some loopholes in his statement when he announced to us the return to play, and one of those, whether it would be bracketed or reseeded after every round, and it looks like they will reseed after every round, according to your tweet. I got to be honest, I'm a little bit surprised by that. What about you?
I was surprised initially, but then, you know, somebody told me that the commissioner was really leaving this up to the players to make the choice. And once I heard that, I really began to believe it was going to be reseeding. Because I know that one of the major issues the players had with the format before they supported it was that they had to reward the regular season more, right? So now they have rewarded the regular season more. The top team remaining will always face the lowest remaining team. So I'm fine with that. People ask why would they want bracketing. I think there's a couple of reasons, but the main one I think is TV. If you're an NBA fan, sometimes you'll turn on, you'll have a deciding game seven of a series. And then later on that day, they can have game one of the next round. The NBA likes doing that for TV, especially on weekends. They feel they can get more games in. If you wait to reseed, you can't do that. You have to wait till everything is done. And that's one of the reasons the NHL considered it, but they left it up to the players, and the players made that choice. The other thing the players decided today was, you know, that qualifying round where you guys are going to play Arizona, that'll be best of five. Everything after that is going to be best of seven.
So why do you think, because in our conversations in the past, and I know we've discussed this with you, and you know, I know you've had the same vibe as whether it was Gary Bettman or whoever, you know, around the league and higher up in the league, they always wanted this. You know, we would hear about, you know, the NCAA tournament where a bracket is set and they want people to make their picks. And that was one thing that they were against reseeding. They wanted it to know exactly how it was going to play out. So I guess that's why I'm a little bit surprised that they're willing that matchups could change, you know, after each round.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of it. One thing we're learning here is that everything, maybe in terms of preconceived notions that we might have had, are completely different now.
Yeah, good point.
Like we think one way, and like the draft. Like I thought the draft was for sure happening in June, the way the league put it out, and it's not. It's going to happen after the playoffs are done. So it's like the old line: don't assume because you make an ass out of you and me. Like, we're really being reminded of that right now.
No doubt. Well said. You're right. You can't assume anything in these times. So the other one, as you mentioned, is now we know it's going to be best of seven once you get past that qualifying round. Surprised there? Not surprised?
I am not surprised. The biggest, again, I think the players just like the longer series more, because they think more often than not, it gives you a more fair and just winner. One of my coworkers, Chris Johnston, he reported last week that one of the reasons the league suggested best 3 out of 5 for an additional 2 rounds, so only the Stanley Cup semifinal and final would be best of 7, was because it saved 9 days. Like if you want to get the whole, if you want to do the playoffs with basically 3 rounds of 3 and 5 and 2 rounds of 4 of 7, I think he said it was 59 days. And if you do 1 round of 3 of 5 and the rest 4 of 7, it's 68 days. So they said if you want to save 9 days, and there's 2 reasons to be concerned about timing. One, because we don't know if there's going to be a second wave or when it's going to hit. And B, a number of these players are rightfully concerned about being away from their families. So they left it up to the players, but at the end of the day, they chose the longer series. And someone just sent me a text, a general manager, who said, maybe these players hate their families as much as we do. So I just started laughing.
So they wanted more games.
They wanted more time away. Freedom.
So did I just hear you correctly? The was that the entire way? So that's counting?
No, no.
The
qualification round 3 of 5, the rest are 4 of 7.
Okay, but
so your series with Arizona is 3 of 5.
No, I mean the window you just threw out there. Was that with qualifying, or was that just starting with the best of 7? So basically round 1.
I believe
it
was with qualifying.
Wow.
58 days.
Okay, that's surprising. I thought it would be – that's where I was going next. I was like, how long is – what's the window they're expected to – it's going to take to play all this out? And so that's actually a little bit less than I thought. I thought it would be more in the 75 to – 75-80 range, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the one thing I don't know about is the exhibition games. I should ask Chris. But think about it. Like, there's going to be no travel, right?
True, yep.
I mean, the only time there might have to be travel is after, like, you can do the qualification round and the next 2 rounds without travel. So that, and you also don't have to worry about building availability because you know you have the building.
Yeah, good
so
point.
So that cuts out 2 big issues right there.
Gosh, you're good. I get it now. I get it. You're good. I mean, everything I throw at you, you just makes a ton of sense.
Don't you worry. I'll put my foot in my mouth at some point. Like, don't you worry about that.
So with that being said, any idea when you think this is going to get cranked up?
Well, I still think that there's a lot to work on here.
Okay.
And, you know, like they sent out a thing last week. They sent out a thing last week that said nothing before July 10th. And that is where I still think we are. Another one of my coworkers, Eric Francis, who's based in Calgary, he sent out something that he thinks it's going to be even later than that, like late July, beginning August. They still have a lot of work to do because, like, this stage they're about to announce, and it may be as soon as tomorrow, I'm not sure. It's the end of that's not mandatory. It's voluntary. And I don't think most players are going to be part of it. But the next one, which is stage 3, that's mandatory, and that's big-time testing, and there's a lot of work to get done. Like, one person said to me, like, you think about all the work that needed to get done in the playoffs, that paled in comparison to the protocols behind the scenes for how each stage is going to work. So it's a lot of work. And I think the other thing that's a factor here is, and, you know, you look at what's happening in baseball and their fight over contracts and money, it's all over the public, and it's not good for the sport. Like, in this time, It's not good for the sport to have that out there like that, your dirty laundry. And, you know, the NHL and the Players Association, they've done a really good job to this point of keeping that out of the public eye. I do think they are working on a new CBA. And, you know, I think it's an issue. You know, if I think they're looking at setting a cap, both on the salary cap for the next couple of years, which I think will be flat. And I also think they're looking at capping the players' escrow. Like, if we don't play this year because we're not allowed, because it just doesn't work out health-wise, they're going to have 35% coming off their paychecks next year. And even if they do play, it still might be 27 or 28%. So I think they're working on a deal where they can get it down to either 20 or just below for a little while, for a couple of years. And that's big. I think that that kind of conversation, and I think they're working pretty hard at it behind the scenes, I think that kind of conversation is key to this too.
We're talking to Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. He joins us every Thursday at 1 o'clock here on the show. So you brought up baseball and just the mess that they're in right now, not being able to come to an agreement. And I look at this whole situation with hockey and with the NHL, and have they always gotten along? Has it been perfect through this process? Have they agreed on everything? No. I mean, that's part of a negotiation. But looking at the past and lockouts and all of that, I feel like that the relationship between the owners and players might be the best it's been in a long time. You're right in the middle of it. Do you agree with that?
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. Hit me again.
I'm just saying that I feel like the relationship between the players and the owners in hockey right now is probably the best that it's been in a long time, based on how they've worked together through this unique circumstance, and they've had labor peace, since the last lockout.
Yeah, I think they're really trying. Like, I do. I just think that negotiations are dicey, right? And they're really dicey right now, in the sense that, nobody is getting untouched by this, right? There's a lot, going on in the world. And whether your main concern is the protests or your main concern is the virus and the financial implications from the virus, like, it's a lot. And there's nobody here who's not being affected in some way, whether it's financial or it's mental. And, for the sport, everybody here is looking at it and saying, I think they want to do the right thing and they want to make a deal. But, everybody here has taken a financial loss and they want to minimize how much of that loss there is. And I think that always challenges you. I think they are really trying. I do. I think Bettman and Fear are really trying. But we know here, the players know here, they're going to take a hit because of the way the CBA is structured. And I think it's important to them that they minimize that hit as much as they possibly can, as anyone would. And I think those negotiations are delicate. I think they're really trying, but nothing is done until it's done.
Elliot, do you think that with the timeline and all of this, is that going to permanently change when the season starts? Do you think that this is one of those things that they're just not going to be able to get it back on schedule like it has been, or will they even want to?
Well, I think that comes down to two groups of people. The fans and the players. Like, the number one thing is, I think, like, you guys know Nashville better than I do, okay? What's better for Nashville as an organization? The current schedule we have, which is start in October, finish in June if you go to the Stanley Cup Final. Or is it better for Nashville start in January and finish in late June, early July, as a city? Like, what would your fans want if they could have a vote?
That's a good question.
Oh, that's a really great question.
That's what it comes down to. If your consumers like it this way, eventually you're coming back this way. Now, I think there are some teams, Dallas is one, and that has argued before that they should change the schedule to the later one. Jim Rutherford, and I can't remember if he was in Pittsburgh or Carolina when he first told me about it. I think he was in Carolina. He's a big believer in that too. But what we got to find out is, what do your fans want? Like, do your fans like it this way, or would they like to try it the other way? Because if in a league where it's 45% gate revenue, if your fans don't like it, you're not changing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting question, because as you know, Elliot, there's a sellout streak here. I mean, I've lost. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what 160 consecutive games somewhere along there. Where, you know, before that, you know, it was a huge problem in this market. October, November, and December were huge problems unless it was a Saturday night game. During the week, during football season, in the fall, it was a very, very hard sell for this market. Obviously, those days have come and gone, but you do raise it because we only have a professional football team and a professional hockey team. And, yes, we've got minor league baseball, and those are professionals. I get it. But professional soccer now.
Football,
but we have
college football is a big deal.
We have like less. It's a huge deal in this market. I mean, and so there is less going on in this market, even though it hasn't affected the Predators here in the last 4 or 5 years. But you're saying even move it to even less things going on. I don't know how that could be a bad thing.
Well, I just think the only issue is that every time I say it to people, they're like, I don't want to be watching hockey in the summer.
But why?
Now, I live in Canada, and we don't have as long a summer as you do.
Yeah.
So, like, that might be a Canada thing. And also, you know, we're used to it, right? So people don't always like change. So that's one thing. And two, we don't have a summer as long as yours. But like the thing is, at the end, like we're going to, if everything goes as planned and nothing right now goes as planned, then it's going to have to force a change in the schedule. There's no question. We're going to have to start next year later, and we're going to have to start the year after probably later. And then we're going to find out, you know, like the one thing I do know is there are players out there who look at it right now, like playing in August, I don't like that. I'm not used to that. We're all creatures of habit, right? So everyone's going to get a chance to try this, and we'll see if we like it. And if we like it, maybe we go to it. But if the fans and the players hate it, we're not going to it.
Hmm. Boy, that's I would love to know the answer to that. If you have to, it has to be unanimous. There's no chance it happens. But if you just have to do majority rules, I'd love to know where the answer lies with the majority. I really don't know. I think it's a fantastic question that I don't know market to market how they would feel. Do you have any gut feeling at all?
I think Canada, it would be a tougher sell.
Yeah,
because a lot of us have a shorter summer than you guys do. That's one thing. But for a lot of markets in the States, I know the teams feel it would help them. Like the NBA is seriously going to talk about it. There are a lot of teams there that have said, we have to concede to football. And, you know, so if they're looking at it, there's no way the NHL isn't thinking about it. But thinking about it and doing it are two very different things.
I think this market's so unique, though, because, I mean, think about all the other events, Elliot, that we have here. I mean, it's more than sports, and especially Bridgestone Arena. I mean, there's concerts and award shows, and that's another aspect of it all, of if you're moving stuff back, where in the summer, I mean, Bridgestone Arena is packed with shows usually. You know, what does that do to it? So I think that's where we're unique, and Vegas could probably fall in this category too, even though they have, you know, a ton of arenas. But that's where I think we look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah, I could totally understand that. Like each market's different. Like that's the tricky thing, right? Like you're never going to find it's like we always used to joke about my relative jokes about his family. And he's got a big family, like 30 people. And he says, you know what we have when we get 30 people together? And I go, what? He goes, 150 arguments. And I just laugh. and that's the thing. Like, you know, you've got 30 teams here. What are the chances of getting a majority on this issue? Like zero.
Never.
Yeah.
Wow. Really good stuff. Appreciate the visit, as always. Good work today. Your day is done, Elliot. You know what?
You know
kick
what
your
it is,
feet up. Go hang out with your 8-year-old son and your wife and just call it a day.
Does she get a vote on that? I'm not doing 31 thoughts today, but I am doing a blog, so I'm just getting that done now.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the visit as always.
All right, take care.
All right, that is Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet. 31 thoughts, you just heard him, that he's got to do a blog today, and then he's done. Good stuff, and man, great question on the way out. Let's talk about it on the other side.
I want to hear from people.
Yep. What do you think? What would be the perfect scenario? In your mind, your opinion, would it be a later start to the season or the way it's currently set up? The beginning of October, and you crown your Stanley Cup champ in the middle of June. What do you think? Or, in this case, a December or beginning of January start, and that would put you to what, August?
Yep.
An August finish? End of August finish? What do you think? 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll be back and try to answer that very good question on the other side. ESPN 1025, The Game.